50%. What about 75%? Well, 99.5%? You're right, he wants 100, y'all. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100, 99 and a half won't do. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100, 99 and a half won't do. 99, 99, 99, 99, 99, 99, 99, 99. Sing with choir, sing so y'all. one more time, you're running. 'Cause 99 and a half won't.
As we thank God for these wonderful children of God who gave their best in song and worship. Make a joyful noise in the house. Amen. Now Pastor Pills will take us deeper into the Word and higher into the Lord. Please stand as we receive our pastor.
Turn with me to the New Testament book of Ephesians. The New Testament book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Let us stand and make our proclamation. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. Today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Together we will read verses 11 through 16. Amen. 11 through 16. Let us read. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted, by which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working. To the edifying. Let's go back to verse 15. Let us read verse 15. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. And think with me shortly from this theme, money does matter. Money does matter. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor will preach in love. Money does matter. 'Cause if you ain't got no money, don't nothing matter. Amen. When I was preparing for this, the Lord brought back an incident that I had with my youngest granddaughter. There was the problem that she and her friends always went to the store, and she never had any money. They had chips at home. She had candy at home because her grandfather would bring it. But when she went to the store, she never had any money. So one day she got tired of being broke, and she went in her grandfather's wallet and took a dollar. Her mother called, and she was very frustrated, but I asked her, how much money do you give her? And she said, I don't give her anything. So I asked a question. Why make her a thief? Why make her a thief? How many of you like going to the store having your own money? I may not get any amens, but I came to teach today. I came to teach today. Please don't close your Bible. This is where I need to stay, right here. Verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We have to understand that when we come into the body of Christ, there is work that needs to be done. When you feel the air from the air conditioner, that costs money. When you walk in to see the lights, that costs money. When you sit down and you see that the pews have been cleaned, that costs money. Even the music that you hear costs money. Somebody say, money does matter. And when you come into the ministry, you have to understand it came at a price. No matter how much you love your job, I guarantee you, if they didn't pay you, you wouldn't go. Can I get an amen on that? Do you love your job so much that you will continue to work even if they stop paying you? Well, when it comes to the household of faith, money does matter. As a matter of fact, if you look at Ecclesiastes, keep your finger there, but go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. How many of you have that? How many of you have that? Let's start at the word but. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, start with the word but and read after that. 1, 2, 3, read. See, now y'all done got scared. Y'all done got scared. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, and start with the word but. 1, 2, 3, read. It simply means this, if it's a thing or a thing, money will answer it. If it's a thing or a thing, money will answer it. Somebody say amen for money. Amen. Hallelujah. See, y'all ain't got scared. Amen. I love y'all, all right? When we sit around and don't ask for anything, somebody gets into the knowledge St. John doesn't need anything. But if you got bills at home, we have bills at St. John. If you need food at home, we need food at St. John. If you want to be comfortable at home, we need to be comfortable at St. John. And if it costs money to live in your house, it will cost money to stay in St. John. Somebody said, help us, Lord, because money does matter. Look at verse 13. How long will we do this? Until we all come in the unity of the faith. Till we all come in the unity. Unity comes with tithes and offerings. On last week, Sister Regina went downstairs and she taught our children about tithes. I was so thankful. But guess what I found out? Some adults need the same lesson. The Lord did not the baby read from Malachi 3 and 10. The Lord says, bring ye all. What did you say about all? What about all? When you bring all of the tithe into the storehouse, there will be meat in his house. It is horrible for us to be a house of bread and we ain't got no bread. That's just like going to church's chicken or Popeye's chicken and they ain't got nothing but soda. Who gonna sit there until they go kill some chicken? It said until we all come into the this. I'm not preaching tithe and offering so I can get a raise. I ain't preaching for that. But I'm preaching. I'm not trying to get something from you. I'm trying to get something to you. And you have to trust God with a dime out of every dollar that you get. Now let me lay a sidebar for you. I know some of you think, well, I'm at church all the time. I do this in the church. I do that in the church. Let me tell you, whatever you do in the church ain't your job. It's your gift. And you don't get brownie points because you brought your little happy self up in here. It said until all of us come in the unity of the faith. If you don't know right now that tithing works, I bet you a dollar to a donut, you ain't tithing. And let me catch your breath one more time. It is a slap in the face for you to hold an office in the household of God and you count everybody's money and yours ain't on the table. How dare we count money that somebody else brought and you ain't got sense enough to make sure your check is on the table too. You a liar and the truth ain't in you. The unity of the faith. God made tithing so easy. It's not about how much you give. It's just that you give. 10% is all he's asking. And let me say this. If you are a tither and you don't have any money, the question is, what did you do with the 90% that you kept? If you are a tither and you can't meet your bills, then something must be wrong with how you're spending the rest of your money. Because according to the scripture, he said, if you bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there will be meat in my house. I'll give you blessings that you are not able to receive. So if you ain't got no money and you a tither, don't blame God, but stand your happy self in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I doing with the rest of my money? Somebody say glory. I'm going down to verse 14. It said that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. As children, when you out playing a game, when you don't do it like I do it, I take my marbles and go home. When we kids and in the choir, you don't let me sing my song, I ain't singing no more. Tell your neighbor, grow up, church. Tell your neighbor, grow up, church. This ain't your game. This ain't your bet. This ain't your ball. God is running it, and we're running around in it. You know how you can tell when people ain't giving no money in the church? They holler all the time. Woo, 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 woo. They holler and they fuss. You ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. Can't do this. They hollering like they got some money invested. They ain't put a dime nowhere. They just know how to perpetrate, that's all. Somebody, ask your neighbor, are you a perpetrator? But when you giving money, you listen to see what the church needs. Because just like Mother Woods did when we did the talent, she said, I couldn't do nothing, but I denied myself. Because see, when you love your church, when you love God, and the call comes out, we need thus and so. When you can't do nothing else but give, you look and see what you don't need in order to help the church in that time of need. I ain't telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I live every day. And I got some blood family members that will tell you, I don't mind putting myself out to help my family. Let me tell you married people something. Both adults needs to know how much money is coming in that house. Both adults need to sit down and see not only what's coming in, but what's going out. And if there's only one checkbook, then both of y'all need to know what checks are being written. Because the Bible said no more are they two, but the two have become one. And you need to know, the right hand needs to know what the left hand is doing. Somebody say unity in the faith. If you are not joined at home, you are not joined when you come in church. It said, henceforth, we be no more children. Some of y'all now all poked out, your mouth out stuck off.
I know you're going to talk about that.
Well, if you would have paid some money, I wouldn't be talking about this. It said, no more children tossed to and fro. Catch your breath on this. Half of y'all don't even know we have Sunday school on Sunday morning. When you fill out your tithe envelope, those of y'all that tithe, that SS on there is Sunday school. Maybe if you would give to Sunday school, you would at least come out and see where your money going. You can give. Said here, tossed to and fro, carried with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. Let me tell you, some of y'all send money off to TV evangelists because they got Holy Ghost soap and angel mouthwash. That mouthwash ain't no different than the one you buy at all that shall be saved. You want some Holy Ghost soap? Bless it. You want a heavenly washcloth? Bless it. How dare you spend more money sending away the television than you send here in St. John? Don't you know if you cut your finger, T.D. Jakes ain't coming to see you? But if you call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll be there by 3. My Lord, my God. I send my money over to Creflo Dollar. His last name is Dollar. Let me hear, he already got some money. Somebody said, help us, Lord. Glory to God. Then he said, by the cunningness, craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Let me tell you, St. John, I have loved this church since the Lord put me here. I have no reason to lie to you. And I thank God, even as I stand before you, for all the years that I've been here, I praise God, I have not had to ask you for a dime. I thank God, haven't done anything trickery to try to steal anything from you. Whatever you have given me has been open. I laid all my cards on the table the day he walked me in here. Didn't wait for you to elect me pastor, but whatever the Lord sent me, I've been real ever since then. If you waiting on somebody to trick you into getting some money from you, I ain't the one. I will only tell you what thus said the Lord. If you waiting to be fooled, I ain't the one, but I will tell you what thus said the Lord. And from where I stand and from where I look, money does matter. You don't need to be keep getting tricked and keep getting fooled. I was listening to a lady that I used to like, and Paula White, and she was talking about, you just send $208 and God's gonna bless you. I kept $208 and was blessed. All you have to do is send in a seed for $1,000. You ain't seen the seed or the ground that you sowed it in, but I guarantee you, you sow $1,000 in here, you gonna see it somewhere. we read over. I'm still in Ephesians. He said that we not be children tossed to and fro. Parents, we have to understand our children are watching us. And if we never sit down and explain tithes to them, they won't understand how God's church works. If you never sit down and explain offering to them, they won't understand how God's church works. But if you know that God is blessing you beyond measure, what's wrong with telling somebody all these blessings as the children that sang, all these blessings came from God. Having a car to drive comes from God. You might say, I work hard. But if God took his breath out of your body from 1 minute or 1 second, you wouldn't have breath to work that job. If God did not give you the activity of your limb, you would not have body to work that job. And even if God gave you the activity yet took your mind, you wouldn't have a mind to work that job. So all the children sang, all these blessings come from God. Who is blessed in here? And then verse 15 says, speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up into him in all things. When you have all things, that means there's nothing left. The truth in love is simply like this. You know, I don't know about you, but it bothers me if every time I turn around, somebody is giving to me and I have nothing to give back. It bothers me if I'm always reaching up to receive and never reaching down to give. Some of us want to have this mentality that they need to give to me. My granddaddy nailed the first nail into the pew. Let me tell you something. Granddaddy's pew been gone. His coattail been gone. It's not about what granddaddy did. It ain't even about what mama did. Janet Jackson said it like this. What have you done for him lately? We're still talking about, well, my daddy used to go there. I'm not that. Ain't about them no more. He said, speaking the truth in love. Why am I here? Because I love you. I love you. And if you don't know that, it's because you don't come enough. If you don't know that, it's because you ain't never tried me. Because I'm here because of the love of God. And you know what's so amazing? The people that come in, our visitors, they hate to leave because there's so much love in this building. But again, you cannot love and be stingy. Men, let me tell you, if your wife keeps looking at you funny, it's because you ain't gave her nothing in a while. Hello? If you want to get a good, hallelujah. Let me tell you, brothers, if you want to get a good gift at midnight, try to be a good gift in daylight. That's right, I'm getting on the sisters. Sisters, somebody say amen. Sisters! Sisters! If you want to keep getting what you've been getting, keep doing what you've been doing. But if you want a good little more, then you got to do a little more. And then, last but not least, if you want a little more, then do it more often. Somebody say, you in the house. I'm still speaking in love. And if you embarrassed, that means you ain't grown up enough. Hallelujah. It says it like this, from, I'm at verse 16. From the whole body, fitly joined together. I noticed when we went on the trip, we had some people who weren't sure they needed to get on the bus. They were embarrassed because all they did was come for the ride. But if you come and you give, you got just as much right to do everything else that St. John does. You don't have to slide in like a snake when you know your money is on the table. You don't have to walk in and slide in at nighttime when your money is on the table. Because when it's right, it's all right, baby. When you know that you got a right to be anywhere where St. John is, you can come up and say, how come the door ain't open? I know I paid my money. You can say something when your money's on the table. Hallelujah. One of my sisters and I, we were explaining, we were talking, and she was saying, like, how come so-and-so always got to say, I'm in charge? So that's because they want to make everybody else think that they in charge. The people that know they in charge, they don't need to holler. They just walk in. How come your Bible bigger than mine? Because I know I'm saved. You trying to figure out if you is or not. Somebody say, help her, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a scripture found in Matthew 6:21. And it reads like this. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Simple like this. When you look in your checkbook and you see you have written more to your fraternity, your sorority, your alliances, your other workshops, if you've got more checks to them than you have to your church, then I hope they'll help you when time comes. Some of you with your chicks on the side and your men on the side, if you put more in their house than you putting in your house, well, let me say it like I say it. If you got more money in the street than you have at home, it must be because your home is in the street. And if you was married to me, I'd make sure you be there. Again, Matthew 6:21 said, for where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Many of us don't understand that. Where you are, where you spend your time, your talents, and your money, that's telling God what you think about him. If God has given you strength, then it needs to come out in the fact that you come to his house. And you say, how do you know that? I know it because it comes from the word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And if you know the Lord loves you, and if you're glad that Jesus died on the cross, if you are even excited about the fact that not only did he die, but on that third day, he got up with all power in his hand. And you ask yourself, where does money come in that? Because when he died, he paid a debt that we ourselves could not pay. And when he got up, he got up with all power in his hand. St. John, if you're tired of being broke, you ought to try tithing. If you're tired of bringing up the rear, you ought to try giving offerings. And if you're tired of sneaking in the back, then you ought to come up front and see how good God really is. And as I prepare to go to my seat, I want you to know where your heart is, there your treasure is. You can love without, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And don't make no mistake about this. Money does matter. Put your hands together, make a joyful noise. The door of the church is open. You may come by letter. Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Will there be one today? We offer Christ to you. What does Ecclesiastes 10 and 19 say? What does Ecclesiastes 10 and 19 say? Amen. Amen. It's awesome.